Welcome to Audio of the Divine Principle, a daily reading of the Divine Principle, which is the core text of the Unificationist community. Section 3.2, The Significance of the Separation of Powers. The concept of the separation of powers into three branches of government was advocated by Montesquieu, 1689-1755, a leading thinker of the Enlightenment. It sought to prevent the concentration of political power in the hands of a single individual or institution, as was the case with political absolutism. The idea was proclaimed in the Declaration of the Rights of Man during the French Revolution. From the beginning, the separation of powers was to be characteristic of the political structure of the ideal society, which God has been working to realize. Yet here again, as we observed throughout the course of the Providence, Satan was defectively mimicking an aspect of the principle ahead of the realization by God. Let us then briefly examine the political structure of the ideal world. The universe, as we have seen, is patterned after the structure of a perfect human being. By the same token, the ideal world to be built by fully mature people is also to resemble the structure and functions of a perfect individual. By analogy with the human body, whose organs function in accordance with the subtle commands of the brain, all the institutions of the ideal global society are to abide by the desires of God. Just as the commands of the brain are transmitted to every part of the body through the peripheral nervous system branching out from the spinal cord, in the ideal world, God's guidance is conveyed to the entire society through Christ, who corresponds to the spinal cord, and God's loving leaders, who correspond to the peripheral nervous system. The peripheral nervous system branching out from the spinal cord corresponds to a nation's political parties. Thus, in the ideal world, people of God led by Christ will form organizations analogous to today's political parties. In the human body, the lungs, heart, and stomach maintain harmonious interaction in accord with the directions of the brain, transmitted through the spinal cord and the peripheral nervous system. By analogy, the three branches of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial branches, will interact in harmonious principled relationships when they follow God's guidance as conveyed through Christ and the people of God. Just as the four limbs of the body move according to the commands of the brain for the welfare of the individual as a whole, the economic institutions of the ideal world, corresponding to the limbs, will uphold the desire of God and promote the welfare of the entire world. Just as the liver stores nourishment for the entire body, in the ideal world, there will always be a certain reserve to be tapped as needed for the public good. Since every part of the human body has a vertical relationship with the brain, horizontal relationships are naturally established between the different organs to form an integrated organism. Likewise, in the ideal world, because people's horizontal relationships with each other are rooted in the vertical relationship with God, they will form one integrated and interdependent society, in which they would share all their joys and sorrows. In this society, to hurt someone else will be experienced as hurting one's own self. Hence, its citizens simply would not want to commit crime. Let us now examine how, in the Providence of Restoration, God has been working to restore this ideal social structure. In the course of Western history, there was a time when the functions of the three branches of government and the political parties were concentrated into one individual, the king. This was modified from time to time when the king dominated the government, while the church under the leadership of the papacy played a role similar to that of a political party. The political system underwent a fundamental change at the time of the French and American Revolutions, when the government was divided into the three branches, legislative, judicial, and executive, and political parties took on distinct roles. With the establishment of constitutional democracy, the framework for the ideal political system was set up. Thus, political systems have changed over the course of history because fallen human society was being restored to the ideal society, the structure and functions of which would be patterned after a perfected individual. Today's democracies, characterized by three separate branches of government and a proliferation of political parties, resemble the structure of a healthy human body to some extent. Nevertheless, because of the fall, today's democracies in fact bear more of a likeness to the body of a sick or injured person. They cannot fully display their original qualities and functions in their full potential. Since the political parties are ignorant of the will of God, they may be compared to a nervous system which is unable to transmit directions from the brain, Since constitutions are not written in accordance with the word of God, the three branches of government currently function like internal organs which cannot sense of response to the commands of the brain, because the frontal nerves have been severed. They lack order and harmony, and thus suffer continual conflicts among themselves. Therefore, Christ at the second advent will remedy the illness of the present political system, that it may reflect God's design by restoring people's vertical relationship with God. This will unleash society's true potential. Section 3.3. The Significance of the Industrial Revolution. God's ideal of creation cannot be fulfilled merely by forming a world without sin. God blessed human beings to have dominion over the universe. We are to seek for the hidden laws of nature and advance science and technology to create a pleasant living environment. Religion and science have shouldered their respective responsibilities for helping fallen people overcome internal and external aspects of their ignorance. Therefore, in the last days of history, we can expect not only the emergence of a truth which can guide people to completely alleviate their spiritual ignorance, we may also expect the progress of science to solve all the mysteries of the physical universe. Together, they will bring human society to the stage just prior to the realization of the ideal world. Thus, we can understand that the Industrial Revolution, which began in England, arose out of God's providence to restore the living environment to one suitable for the ideal world. The economic structure of the ideal society also resembles the structure of a healthy human body. Production, distribution, and consumption should have an organic, interdependent relationship such as that which exists between the digestive, circulatory, and metabolic systems. There should not be destructive competition due to overproduction, nor should there be excessive accumulation or overconsumption due to unfair distribution, which would be contrary to the welfare of all people. Therefore, there should be adequate production of necessary and useful goods, fair distribution to supply what is sufficient for people's needs, and reasonable consumption in harmony with the purpose of the whole. The mass production born of the Industrial Revolution led England to claim vast colonies as sources of raw material and markets for goods. In so doing, the Industrial Revolution opened up a vast territory for propagation of the gospel. Accordingly, it contributed to both the internal and external aspects of the providence of restoration. Section 3.4. The Rise of the Great Powers. We have seen how after the Renaissance, the unitary worldview of medieval Europe was divided into Cain and Abel type views of life. These gave rise to two types of political revolutions and founded two types of democracies, both of which were greatly strengthened as a result of the Industrial Revolution. The two types of democracies were on the course to form the democratic and the communist worlds. Following the Industrial Revolution, spurred by the rapid progress of science, industrialization created economies characterized by overproduction. The great powers of Europe, which felt an urgent need to pioneer new lands as markets for their products and as sources of raw materials for their factories, grew strong as they competed with each other in the scramble for colonies. Thus, two factors, the two trends in ideology and the course of economic development following the progress of science, caused the latter political division of the world into the two blocks, the democratic world and the communist world. Section 3.5. Religious reforms and political and industrial revolutions since the Renaissance. The Cain-type movement, which began with the revival of Hellenism, overthrew the medieval world and gave birth to the humanism of the Renaissance. As this movement developed further, moving in Satan's direction, it gave birth to the Enlightenment, which may be regarded as the second Renaissance in the current of ideology. Enlightenment thought further matured in the satanic direction, giving birth to historical materialism, which is the core of communist ideology. This may be regarded as the third Renaissance. Since the satanic side mimics in advance the providence of God, we may expect that God's providence calls for three stages of revolution to take place in each of the three spheres of religion, politics, and economy. In the sphere of religion, the first Reformation took place under Martin Luther's leadership after the first Renaissance. A second Reformation was launched after the second Renaissance, that the spiritual movements led by people such as the Wesley brothers, Fox, and Swedenborg. From our examination of the progress of history, it is evident that a third Reformation will occur following the third Renaissance. Indeed, the state of today's Christianity desperately calls for such a Reformation. In the political sphere, we can surmise that reform is also taking place in three stages. First, medieval feudal society collapsed under the weight of the First Renaissance and the First Reformation. Next, absolute monarchy was destroyed by the forces unleashed by the Second Renaissance and the Second Reformation. Finally, the communist world was formed by the political revolutions brought on by the Third Renaissance. Though the upcoming Third Religious Reformation, the democratic world on God's side, will triumph in the ideological war and bring the communist world on Satan's side to its knees. Then the two worlds will unite into one kingdom of heaven on earth under God. The economic changes which follow the religious and political reforms have been progressing in three stages. The first industrial revolution originated in England and was based on the steam engine. A century later, the second industrial revolution took place in many advanced nations based on electricity and the gasoline engine. The third industrial revolution will flower by safely tapping into the power of the atom. It will construct a pleasant living environment for the ideal world. In the centuries of preparation prior to the second advent of the Messiah, the three stages of revolutions in the three spheres of religion, of politics, economy, and industry, which follow the three Renaissance, have been a necessary course for the construction of the ideal world, as required by the principle of development through three stages.